Preparing for Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada this weekend, hosted live from Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, a 12.5-hour marathon broadcast. And this gentleman that we're about to talk to is going to be a part of it. It's number 17, Wendell Clark. Good morning, Wendell.
Good morning.
It is so nice to have you joining us. You have so much going on in your life. Such a busy guy. We appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to us.
No, very good. Lots of time to talk.
So this year's broadcast, from what we understand, is going to focus on heroes. When you think of heroes, Wendell, who would be a big hero for you?
Well, the heroes, I guess, always starts from home, and your parents are your heroes that start everything off for me. Growing up and playing hockey and getting myself and my brothers everywhere we had to go, whether it was hockey or ball or you name it, they were the catalysts. So they'd be my hockey heroes.
And now the shoe's on the other foot, right?
Now the shoe's on the other foot, yeah. No, I'm running around with my son and my daughters, taking them to their events, and even up in North Bay the odd time, sneaking around the rink during the North Bay game.
Yes, for sure. A lot of people talking about that visit, for sure. I'm sure you met a lot of fans.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun up there.
Not really sneaking. As soon as you walk into a room, I bet you get recognized instantly, like it happened here in North Bay.
Yeah, no, it's like I say, especially when you're talking hockey and the theme is hockey. There's no really sneaking around. So all of us alumni guys, you're not sneaking too much unless you pull your hood up on your jacket.
What's it like for you being that proud hockey dad in the stands watching your children, Wendell?
No, I think it's great. It's fun. They get to do what we've already done what they're doing now, and to watch them have fun at it and watching their ups and downs, and it's a lot less stressful sitting there than going through it. But it's great as a parent to see your kids having fun playing a game that they love to play.
Well, that's the thing. It must be a fine line as a parent as well, who had a successful career in hockey. You know, as that parent, do you teach your son, or do you just go hands off and enjoy it and let somebody else coach him?
No, it's not a lot of teaching other than hands off. They're going to learn it and go through it. And really, you're just letting them know that there's that meant. The highs and lows aren't as big as it might feel to them. Big game, bad game kind of thing. So right. It's never as bad as they think, and it's never as great as they think.
Talking to Leafs legend Wendell Clark this morning. I understand you've got a rink in your backyard too, right? Tell us about that.
Well, I used to have a rink. I sold my farm. My kids all moved away from home, so I was the maintenance guy, so I got rid of the maintenance issue. But, yeah, when the kids were all growing up, I had a rink in the barn on the farm, and that's where we hosted many Halloween party and kids' hockey teams playing and practicing, and that was kind of the central focus for 15 years while they were growing up. And that was like our basement for the house was the barn. If you're meeting at my place, you were meeting at the barn, and that's everything centered around hockey in the barn.
So you don't get to drive the Zamboni anymore?
No, I graduated from playing hockey to being a Zamboni driver, and now I moved downtown. They wouldn't let me bring my Zamboni to the parking spot.
I have to ask you, this season, your statue was put up in Legends Row. Outside the ACC, what's it like to walk by a statue of yourself? Is that a surreal feeling?
Well, yeah, because I live close to the statue, I'm down there kicking all the kids that are climbing all over our statues. Get off those things! But it's a huge honor to be part of that group and that team. You know, that'd be the best team I ever played on, all those guys lined up outside there. And to be a part of that and be there just before Johnny passed, and he was out there front and center as well for the induction, and my kids got to meet Johnny as well. And it was like I say, as a player, that's a huge honor because it's something, it's a great focal point for fans that are coming into Toronto, and it's one of the things you're able to stand around it and get pictures taken with some of your favorite players, whether it was Daryl Sittler or Boreas Salming or George Armstrong or any of the guys that's out there.
You mentioned Johnny Bauer, who we lost on Boxing Day. Did you? What are your memories of Johnny? Both of you are such prominent Leaf ambassadors. Did you have a relationship with Johnny?
Yeah, no. Johnny had met right from the get-go in getting drafted in '85, and then post-career when I retired in 2000 till now, many events attending with Johnny over over those years. And Johnny was a consummate pro and post athlete. You know, he was the last player that won the Stanley Cup and won the major individual trophies. And he represented the team as good as anybody could. And really, he represented the game of hockey in general for the NHL, especially from, say, my age and older. You know, it was the Johnny Bauer poke check. If you're playing street hockey, you were Johnny Bauer. So, and he carried that through and represented it. I don't think anybody, you know, you got Johnny and Jean Beliveau. They're all in the same cloth.